Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Hey, if you're not feeling that bright this morning, let's let Al Sharpton make you feel a little better about yourself. Al was on MSNBC, and he was trying to make an Aretha Franklin reference. Of course, she passed away last week.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of people want to talk about the song Respect, and a lot of people want to spell that out, and that's what Al tried to do.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
What?
Oh, P-I-C-T.
Respite?
Respect.
Did somebody respite his drink? Oh, man.
Oh, man.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I mean, wow. The song spells it out for you, and he still threw an I in there.
I sure as hell hope he never has to spell that Gwen Stefani song where she spells bananas.
Oh, that would be B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-S. Yeah. Wow, that's... I got to hear that again. That's classic.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Well, props to him. He's the first example of Aretha rolling in her grave.
Yeah,
I think, you know, that's it. You're not expecting that quickly.
Thanks, Al.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That happens, though. In the back of your head, you're like spelling something and you just realize, oh, man.
Yeah. But I mean, here you are name dropping. Oh, my friend, my late great friend. Oh, I know her so well, I can't even spell her song.
Well, he never said they were spelling bee champions.
That's
together.
A good point. Yeah.
R-E-S-P-I. I mean, she sings it a lot in that song.
Yeah, she does. Do you think we're not showing enough R-E-S-P-E? I can't even. You know what? I was trying to spell it wrong, and I can't spell it wrong.
Yeah, you're spelling it right. Every time you're making fun of him, you're actually spelling it right.
I'm trying to spell it wrong, like he does, and I can't.
Because I don't know when that song first came out, but, I mean, for decades, people have been singing that song.
Yeah. Al Sharpton, everybody.
1967.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and people do it in karaoke a lot. I mean, it's a mainstay.
So it's half a century, pretty much.
Gosh. You've
been showing it, but again, I don't know if we're showing him enough R-E-S-P-I-C-T. There we go. I did it.
Congrats.
You can spell it wrong.
Yeah.
Wow. The only thing that would have made it more awesome if you, like, try to come up with some kind of excuse for that.
No, well, you know, because we're friends. That's how that's our inside joke.
Yeah, that's what we used to say all the time. Yeah.
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 We change up the vowels. It's what Aretha and I used to do. Unfortunately, she's no longer around to explain that to you, but that wasn't really disrespectful at all.
Not at all. They're great, great friends, Al Sharpton and Aretha.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
All right, a little P-I-C-T right there.
Wow. It gets worse every time I hear it.
It really does.
Because then you start focusing on the other part where he's just like, in the words of my great friend, whatever
it was.
My great
friend, yeah.
Oh, my late great friend.
Really. And actually, they were the letters. You know what I mean? He really just... They got the words right. He just got the letters wrong. That was his problem. Yeah.
Who breaks that to him?
Oh.
Who breaks that? Do you say anything, or do you just wait for him to see it on the news?
Yeah. I think you got to. You don't break it to him. You just go, hey, man, you were great last night. I love this cut here.
Well, what if you're his assistant? Do you say something as soon as he's done? Like, hey, Al. Or Mr. Sharpton, probably, if you're his assistant.
Can you look him in the eyes? Probably not.
No.
Most assistants can't look the guys in the eyes.
I mean, that would, yeah, it'd be very disrespectful.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be disrespectful to, yeah.
Wow.
All right, well, there
you
go.
Says, in all fairness, maybe he was at Hemfest this weekend.
Yeah, that'll do it to you. Or it could just be all the smoke in the air. I know it makes my head fuzzy, so it could very well be that. Hemfest and, of course, all the smoke in the air.
Maybe he's drunk.
Well, there's all, you know what? There's a lot of possibilities, but I don't think we're showing Al enough R-E-S-P-I-C-T, and I think we really need to do that. Otherwise, we'll be disrespectful, and we don't want to be that, right?
It still spells, and it still rhymes the rest of the song.
Yeah, it does rhyme, doesn't it? Yeah, sure does. All right, I got to tell you about this dude that saved another dude's life. How did he do it? Well, of course, with a Coors Light, that's how. I mean, Steve's going to tell you how this all happened. He's got the news for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Most fifth graders have a better grasp of the English language. Unfortunately, there aren't any available this early in the morning. This is News with Steve Migs.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Kia up y'all for giving us news and sports. And, man, there's a lot of cool stuff happening today. First off, happy National Radio Day.
Woo! Oh, that's
so
us.
For everybody listening, we thank you.
That's us.
From the bottom of our heart.
From the bottom of the dial.
But it's also National Bacon Lovers Day.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
National Cupcake Day.
What?
Ooh.
And National Lemonade Day.
Woo!
So have yourself a glass of lemonade. Have maybe a cupcake with some bacon on it and listen to the radio all day.
All right, I just would like to say one thing right now.
Done.
You have some lame days.
Right, all those in one day.
I know. And then you have some days where nothing's going
right.
on.
National Hug Your Sibling Day.
Yeah, come
You're
on.
Like, what the F is that?
Bacon deserves their own day.
Cupcakes?
Yes.
Lemonade?
Radio?
Radio?
They all deserve their own damn day.
Everything. All right. Well, we thank you if you enjoy cupcakes, lemonade, bacon, and radio. Today, my friend, is your day.
Gosh, I gotta do all of those somehow.
But technically, honestly, it should be National Coors Light Day today, if you ask me. The silver bullet came in big when it came to saving a man's life. This story is just insane. So two beer delivery drivers in Minnesota, they were out doing their thing, delivering beer to stores and whatever, on last Wednesday. They drove over an overpass, and they saw that a guy was standing on the bridge, or on the overpass, about to jump.
Oh, damn.
So the two beer drivers, Jason and Kwame, they said, oh, crap, man, we should probably talk to this guy. And they were able to stop the truck. They went over to him, tried to talk to him for a while, talked to him for about an hour. Even after the cops got there, they even continued to talk to the guy. And apparently what got the guy to come off of the ledge and sit and talk with everybody was Coors Light. They offered him a beer.
That's fantastic.
So we've got some audio, Jason and Kwame. It's Kwame talking, and Kwame also is a stand-up comic. So in this clip, he tells you how Denzel Washington inspired him to be able to keep this guy from jumping.
Wow.
And then invites him to one of his comedy shows.
It's either I help this guy or he's going to jump. So I thought about Denzel Washington when he's acting as a cop in movies. So I was like, all right, well, I got to keep this guy entertained somehow, because if I wait for police, things could be over. I wasn't going to leave until he came off. I invited him. I told him he needs a laugh. Invite him out to one of my comedy shows. So we're there. I'll make sure he gets a beer. He'll have a good night.
And I mentioned beer, and yes, he was able to use one of his Coors Lights as a way of getting this guy to talk to him and sit down with the police and also these beer drivers. And so here's Kwame talking more about that.
We, after a long period of time with the police coming in there and them finally getting involved and me talking to him, I asked him three questions. I was like, sir, do you want something to eat? He was like, no. Huh. I'm like, do you need some money? I've got my wallet in the car. I'll give you my wallet. And I'm like, okay, do you want a drink? You want to sit down and talk with me with a drink? I got some drinks in the car. Do you want a drink? And his eyes kind of perked up. So I was like, okay, maybe a drink will do it. I'm like, you want a beer? I got beer in the car. You want a beer? And he was like, maybe. So as soon as he said maybe, I told the police officers, I'm like, keep him occupied. I'll be right back. I ran to the car. I pulled out a Coors Light. It works sometimes. Coors Light saves lives, apparently.
How does Coors Light not sign this guy up?
And I love that Kwame brings his own soundtrack.
You know, you have to go everywhere with your DJ producer.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
You just never know what's going to happen.
Damn, they say a lot of folks that who actually like tried to jump from the Golden State Bridge, you know, when they survived, they said when they took that first step, they said, "Why? Well, I wish I shouldn't have done this."
Yeah,
you know, so the idea that a lot of times it's just a moment that that hits you. And if you can just get past that moment, you realize, I don't want to do this. And those guys were really helpful in that. How about a Coors Light probably was the thing that said, all right, well, I'll have a beer. I mean, why not have a beer?
Yeah, mountains are fresh. Let's have a drink.
Yeah, man, if there's anything you can do to be able to get someone just to, you know, get through that moment, which is what those guys did.
Mountains are blue. They're probably fresh as well.
Well, fresh and blue.
Some cool stuff happening this week with Alice in Chains. As you know, they're going to be playing Pain in the Grass this Saturday, which is going to be awesome.
That's right.
So make sure you get your tickets and come out and check out that show. Also, on Friday, it's the big release of their new record titled Rainier Fog. That's going to be pretty dang cool. Tonight at the Mariners game, it's Alice in Chains night, where you can get, if you sit in a certain section, you get an Alice in Chains shirt, you get a copy of the record, you get to go to a pre-baseball game listening party of the Rainier Fog record as well.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, how about this, man? Alice in Chains is going to play on top of the Space Needle.
What?
That's right. They'll be the first band to ever play on top of their new loop, which is that revolving glass floor perched 500 feet in the air. So that's
a
pretty cool thing.
That's very, very cool.
So hopefully they'll have some cool video of that for us all to check out. I mentioned the Mariners. Maybe I shouldn't because, well, they lost again yesterday, 12-1.
They got pounded this way. I mean, they did win one game, but the games they lost, they got pounded.
Yeah, they lost 11-1 on Friday and 12-1 yesterday. Yeah. And they won the game on Saturday, like, was it like 5-4?
We can win one run games and we can win extra inning games.
Yeah.
But, geez, it seems like if it's a regular game, we're getting our ass kicked.
Otherwise, you just get pummeled. Damn. Congrats to the Sounders. They beat the Galaxy 5-0 for their sixth straight win over the weekend.
They are pulling a reverse Mariners here.
Yeah. Getting it all together. Congrats to Ronda Rousey in WWE. She's the new women's champ.
Oh, really? That happened?
Yeah. That was pretty cool. Lots of stuff happened at SummerSlam, but that was definitely one of the big highlights in the pop culture world. And not a bad thing because they have a big all-women's pay-per-view that's going to be happening in the near future called Evolution. So what better way to have one of your champions be Ronda Rousey going around promoting that and all like the talk shows?
Not too bad.
Yeah. Seahawks lost preseason stuff, though, of course, 24-14 against the Chargers. Some cool moments, though. I'm really excited to see what this offense does with Schottenheimer, man. There's some cool calls happening with that team, and he's letting Russell just throw that ball.
Well,
cool stuff going on.
You know, I don't know what's to become of this team because we heard rumors they wanted to be running team. I don't know what they're doing.
Just when you think you know the answer.
I don't know.
They changed the questions.
September 9th, baby.
Somebody just texted, Steve, how'd you do yesterday with your big wrestling match? Did you spank that mamby-pamby?
Well,
and long story short, I spent the rest of my night last night in the emergency room at Providence and Everett.
Good
shout
job,
out
buddy.
To all the really cool people at Providence.
Oh, no.
What an awesome staff. That's all I got to say about that.
Is that what they said about you? Oh, that's what you said about them. Oh,
sorry. Blew my knee out. I don't know what happened to it. And I showed you guys. It's on my Instagram. You just go to I'm Steve Miggs on Instagram. And it's the most fluke thing. I just didn't land on the front of my foot. I landed flat-footed, and my knee went backwards.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
I'm hoping it's just a hyperextension. They don't do MRIs there, so I won't know. I got to see a specialist. But
I can tell you. Yeah, your knees hurt.
Yeah, I know that much. Yeah. Thank you, BJ.
I'm your specialist.
I'm walking around like a gimp.
Yeah.
Finish the match. Match, though.
Yeah, you did.
I lost.
Oh, well, you should have lost.
Yeah, I got super kicked in the face.
Oh, yeah. And your knee is out. Yeah. Maybe you should stop being such a bad guy.
I know. I should be nicer to Chase James.
You really should.
Yeah.
It's a suck. You know, you gave him the cup check last time, right?
Although it was funny. Like, you know, you crack up about, like, the whole, like, wrestling thing. And sometimes everyone's all buddies. I'm like, of course, the guy who beat me is the guy driving me to the hospital.
Well, it's the least he can do. The least he can do for wrecking you.
And of course, I'm like, when no one needs to see us, we're bitter enemies. I'm like, actually, I just need to get to the hospital. Can you take me there?
Yeah. Oh, man, dude.
It was a great time, man. I was bummed, though. I didn't get to hang out and talk to a lot of listeners that came out last night. And I apologize, but I legit had to go right after my match to get my knee checked out. So
yeah. I'm not happy with you, though.
Why?
Because, I mean, you have a perfect reason to take the day off, which means I would get the day off. What the hell's wrong with you?
My bad. I'm sorry, BJ.
I tweaked my back. I was thinking of taking the day off.
Shout out to my buddy Dabashi, also who picked me up at the hospital to get me home.
Hey, Dabash!
And we ended up hitting up Jack in the Box for some dinner.
Of course
we
did.
Which was awesome.
That's a nice treat. My knee hurts. I need some Jack.
Well, the plan was to go to Dick's, but I'm like, I don't really want to get out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't blame you. Stop at Jack in the Box.
Not a bad alternative.
No.
Either one works for me.
Oh, it was awesome. As far as weather, 84 degrees and sun. And thank you, Car Toys.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
What happened, Steve, is you're old. Oh, thanks.
Aw.
Aw. Oh.
Wah, wah. Da, 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 da.
Shocking.
I got news for you. Nobody's knee goes that way no matter how old you are.
No, and it's just one of those. All of the buddies in the world of wrestling I've talked to, like a lot of people checking up on me because, and some like my buddy Lance, who's 21, he's like, I did the exact same thing just walking into the ring. Like, it's just a fluke thing. You just step the wrong way, and all of a sudden your knee goes in the direction you don't want it to go, and you're just like, all right, well, yeah, this just happened.
That's what happens when you're walking on unstable ground, as you know, your body, yeah, you're,
that's what happens. That's why it's really tough to walk on those unstable ground type situations.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that ring's very bouncy.
Not in that section, though. I was kind of hoping it was, because it was like towards the apron, so it's a lot stiffer, so there is no give.
Oh, so that's
kind of what also lended well.
A
little bit of me planting wrong and not having any give. So.
My knee's hurting just remembering that picture, the video you showed me of your knee going the wrong way.
Dude, it was awesome because when you go to the doctor and they're like, what happened? I'm like, would you like to see a video? And the doctor's like, sure. And I sure was like, oh.
That tells him what happened.
That's not the response I was hoping for.
Yeah, I never thought of that. You actually had a video to show him exactly what you did, so he didn't have to just ask any questions at that point.
Yeah, it was great.
Here's the video.
I tried to explain. I'm like, wait, I have it on my phone. Would you like to see it? He's like, yeah, absolutely.
Dang.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. So you got to go see a specialist.
Yeah.
See if you're still alive.
Well, I'm alive. I'm here.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. Is this heaven?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is this hell?
This would be heaven for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be.
When I look at Danny, it feels like heaven.
Yeah.
When I look at you, it feels like hell.
Oh, well, there you go. So he'd be the angel on your shoulder. I'd be the devil. Fair enough.
That's just questionable that he's my angel on my shoulder.
I like this.
There is.
Well, you know what? Let's see if Steve's knee blowout.
Oh, we got a very important question before we go anywhere. The real question is, what did you get at Jack in the Box? Sourdough Jack, of course.
Yeah. Ooh, good call. So good. Because you can get breakfast anytime.
You could.
Yeah.
If I wanted that sourdough jack. That was
the sourdough jack. They have a sourdough bun? Like for the burgers?
What world have you been in, man?
You can do it for breakfast and for dinner.
I've only done that with breakfast. I never thought of asking for I just never even knew they had the sourdough.
It's the number three.
Dude, I don't...
No, it's the number one in my heart.
Oh, me and you and me both.
You know what, Steve? I'm embarrassed that I don't know the menu as well as you do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have to try that. I didn't know they had a sourdough jack, like, burger.
Oh, God, yeah.
Every time I've heard that, people said sourdough jack, I just assumed they were talking about a breakfast thing.
We have the breakfast jack, but that's not sourdough.
Yeah, but do they...
They have a sourdough breakfast jack.
Yeah, I've had that.
Mm-hmm. They even have sourdough jack with chicken instead of...
Oh, see, really? When I had the sourdough breakfast jack, that's what I thought everybody was talking about when they said the sourdough jack.
Oh,
I didn't know it was the burger.
Okay.
Time to go a little more often.
Yeah.
Did you get a side of tacos?
No. I did think about getting a side of a teriyaki bowl because I wanted one of Jack's balls, but it didn't happen.
I want Jack's bowls.
Yeah.
I know, man. You make me want to go to Jack right now.
Well, I mean, I'll kick your knee in if you want. My buddy Hibachi pick you up.
Yeah,
I think we need to make Steve feel better and order some. And if we're ordering Jack in the Box for him, we might as well get some for us, right? Do you like my reasoning?
Yeah, you guys are all enablers.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
Somebody says straight or curly fries. I went straight. In spite of Danny.
Boo.
Wow.
Now curly fries.
Danny, kick him in the other knee.
Okay.
Members, of course you guys are in heaven. You work with Vicky.
Oh, wow.
Oh. That's a nice thing I heard.
Somebody's trying to get some.
And I'll block that texter so we never hear nice stuff again.
That's right. We only want to hear from trolls. All right. So with Steve's knee blowout, maybe you have a shot with him. Because, on Friday, he got this one wrong.
In the movie Die Another Day, what color bikini does Halle Berry wear in the iconic swimsuit scene?
Red.
No.
Gold.
No.
Pink.
No.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't iconic in Steve's eyes. He's too busy thinking about that sourdough jack.
Orange.
I'm glad I had
a sourdough jack.
Yeah. Steve is thinking of sourdough jacks. He's got a knee blowout. This is your shot at beating him. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.